Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Original.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Tell me why you no reviews.
No!
I started way too low.
Why you no reviews? Why you no reviews? Stars yelping on my favorite shit.
Sunday morning on a holiday weekend, and I just did that, so you're not smiling.
And you just did a review cover of Why You Know Love Me.
John Mayer style, yeah.
The worst song off of Sob Rock by John Mayer.
Absolutely correct.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that? That was horrible. Welcome to Review Review. Where the reviews are fine and our theme song submissions are non-existent anymore. No, just kidding. No, I mean, like, please submit them. We just don't have any. And so that's why I was forced to listen to a cover of Why You Know Love Me.
Yeah.
Well,
the issue is that we ran out of theme songs on, what, Thursday? And that one won't come out till September 24th.
Got it.
So this one will come out.
This is the first one.
Not even on Tuesday. So the next two episodes we do will not have theme songs. And we have guests on both of those.
Got it. Jeffy, it's Sunday.
Morning.
Rain is falling. I want a Sunday. So we both did different Sunday songs. What are you up to? Is that invasive?
What's that?
Like, I'm... Is that okay that I asked that?
Yeah.
Is it okay that I asked?
Well, that was a really non-invasive question. It was just like, I'm probably going to ask you the same too. Like, would you want to go first?
Ooh. What do you? No, like, I asked you first, so you go, if that's okay.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, man. This is crazy. I woke up and now we're here. That's truly it. I set up all my stuff. So, I mean, okay, so... This is an audio medium, so it's not. I can't show anyone, anyways. But basically, there's so much tech, and this is why to set up for these records, which is why I am so excited for the studio to be ready in 2023,
Marty.
And so I have my ring light in one side of my computer. I have my charger, the mic, my headphones, and then on the laptop we have to have Gumball open, and then the theme song open in QuickTime, usually, so that you can hear it. And then the Amazon reviews or TripAdvisor, Yelp, whatever. Then the Patreon stuff, and then GarageBand on the side running so that I can make sure that it's the waveform is registering and the Zoom is open and we're recording.
Hey, so, Jeff, I'm really sorry that us doing comedy from home is so fucking hard.
The comedy's not hard. It's
no,
all
I'm
the
sorry
shit.
That it's like I'm sorry that this is such a fucking burden.
I'm saying that's a lot to set. Like that takes 20 minutes.
No,
to set up.
It's fine. So no, it's just like
I plugged it all. This is not the point of the story. I plugged it all in last night so I could wake up, walk to my desk, sit down, and there we are.
And here we are.
I also pre-ordered a covfefe. You know that you can do that on Postmates? You can get it so that it schedules.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. That's great. Me? Let's just say tomorrow, September 6th, is first day of school. It is the first day of school. I am 10 years old. I am already laying out my highlighters, my pens, my notebook, my getting my outfit together for an online class where no one will see me because it's just kind of discussion posts and forums and different spreadsheets I'm looking through. I start wine school tomorrow. Yeah.
Right.
I'm really excited. I'm a little nervous.
Did you get all the bottles of wine that they said you had to get?
No, because...
So you're already failing.
No, because that, that's not required for level one. They're just like, if you want to do it along with us. And I just haven't had time to do that. And I also, like, I just don't know how much that'll all cost right now.
It was a lot of bottles of wine.
It's a lot of bottles of wine. But potentially this week I'll go and pick some up. But I don't think I'll need it for this first week anyway. But I'm very excited. I feel like a little kid.
It's just,
like,
it's syllabus week. I mean, everybody's going to be chilling.
Week.
I mean, we're easing into the school year.
I mean, it really is. At the end of the day, it's syllabus week. And you know what's actually, when you're getting your school supplies ready, hey, it's fall.
Yeah.
Fuck, I love fucking fall.
Easy.
It's fall.
I would say it's fall because Labor Day is tomorrow. Oh my God.
I'm so happy. It's fall. We're going back to school. Yeah. We are getting our supplies ready. And something that you're definitely going to need are some good durable marker pens. We're talking Sharpies.
Marker pens? Is that what they call them?
No. Jeff, Sharpies. Talk about them.
Oh my God. What is there to say about a Sharpie that hasn't already been said? I mean, it's almost permanent to have it that way.
You're giving the best man speech. I mean, what's there to say about Sharpies? Sharpies are so satisfying. They're just so good. Like,
holy shit.
I feel like I want more things. But the thing is, it's like, you can't write in a journal in Sharpie. I mean, you can.
You can't write this shit. I mean,
you can't write this shit. But it's like, if you have like a glossy piece of paper and you're 100%. Cracking open a new Sharpie.
Wait. Cracking open
a brand new Sharpie. Ooh, it's so good. Or like poster board, like glossy kind of like poster board for a school project.
Yeah.
It's so good.
Yeah,
it's so good.
So you were like, cause I think the last time you and I used Sharpies were when we were creating the picket signs for the hashtag stop the steal movement that we were kind of a part of for a couple months there. And, it was gliding all over the poster board.
Sorry. I don't think so. It was gliding.
No, I'm saying the Sharpies were crazy good.
Got it. Do you use Sharpie? Because Elizabeth, before we started recording, when she found out we were doing Sharpie, she has some strong thoughts about Sharpie, like, super fine pens.
Yeah. I was texting her last night, and I was like, oh, I have to go find some reviews for Sharpies. We're doing Sharpies tomorrow on the show. And she sent me, like, a whole paragraph about
how
the ultra fine tips are not good to draw with.
She was mad. She's like, that's not the essence of Sharpie. Right. She's like, you want the marker. That's what it is. Like, that's a Sharpie. And I'm like, but Sharpie is a brand. Sharpie. But when you think of Sharpie, you think of the marker. You don't think of the pen.
Yeah. No, but that's, yeah. No, 100%. No, whatever you guys think.
Well, do you think of the pen?
What do I?
Because it's fine if you do.
No, I.
Think for yourself. Have your own thoughts.
I love the fine tip.
You do?
Pen ones. Because they're like a pencil, but they're permanent.
So it's a pen. So they're not like a pencil.
So what?
Got it.
No, I love the fat tip ones. The really thick boys.
Like the chisel kind?
No.
So just like a regular Sharpie.
I think they are chisels, yeah, actually.
Oh, you like the big boys. Like,
yeah, because I truly love...
thick guys.
Yeah, you know when you see like a celebrity signing autographs?
Yeah.
Sometimes they have that fat boy. And it glides even better than the original.
I think it's harder to write with, though.
It is. But my signature is bad to have anyways.
So you're talking about you being a celebrity with autographs. Do you want to kick us off the first review?
Yeah, let's do it. This is a one-star review of Sharpie Permanent Markers Fine Point.
These are just Got it.
No, it's not the ultra fine. It's the fine point is, I guess, what they call the normal one.
Huh.
72-pack canister.
Oh! From?
This is from... Mary T.
Mary Thistle.
Mary Thistle writes, "This product came short 4 markers. It ruined a gift I was putting together for the holiday, as I only learned I was missing the items on the night before with no stores open. Very inconvenient." Nobody's gonna notice those last 4, right?
That's like
68 is fine.
68 Sharpie pens is enough. That reminds me of Harry Potter when Dudley, it's like, how many are there? Like with his birthday presents. Wait, 36. Counted them myself. Last year I had 37 presents.
It's just like, that's not why they didn't like the gift, man.
You're in therapy. And so it was, I mean, it's just like, I feel like my people-pleasing tendencies are coming up again because it's like, I just want to make everyone happy.
Yeah.
And so when I got them, I'm like, I knew it was my fault because I didn't check. I didn't check before paying for it that there were only 68 in the pack and not 72.
Yeah.
And so it's like, well.
But you said they kind of reacted like they put on a visage that they liked it. And then toss it all, the whole thing in the trash.
They're my aunt, right? Yeah. So it's like she's not like Lisa isn't going to look at me and be like, this is a horrible gift. Like she loves me. Like we're so close. Yeah. So it's like, but I could tell, like, I know her so well. I mean, she raised me, you know, it's like she raised me and I saw the look in her eye. And she was just like, you could have done better.
Yeah.
And then I saw her throw it out.
Yeah. Just for the sake of argument, why did you get her that gift?
What's
funny? I don't mean to laugh. It's just
Why did I get her? You said why did you get her that gift and you were laughing?
No, I was thinking about this like thing that happened earlier today.
Oh, what is it? I'd love to laugh too. Cuz I'm going through a tough time, so I'd actually love something to laugh about.
I saw a dog that kind of like smiled almost or something. I don't know. Just let's move on cuz I feel like we're getting stuck
in this. Or something.
You
saw a dog that smiled.
I promise. If you keep going, I will not laugh again. I promise. This is therapy. I'm not a professional. I just.
Thank you.
Markers.
Markers.
Yes.
Markers. It was markers. A symbol of how permanent she's been in my life because she raised me from when I was 72 days old. And my parents died. And so I was getting her the 72 pack of like, look at what a permanent presence you have been in my life up to that point. So when I got it 68, I could tell, you know what? That's probably it. I could tell she was just like, well, it wasn't 68 days. Yeah. It was 72 days. And that's
what she
got mad.
Did she even mention how many there were?
I'm sure it's like, she's actually, you know, those games, it's like a party game when it's like, oh, guess how many jelly beans are in the jar. And if you get close enough, then you win. Like she's always been really good at those. And so I feel like she just has like an eye for those things. That's so Lisa. Honestly, so Aunt Lisa. She has such an eagle eye. So I guess I'm just wondering, it's like, how can I make it up to her? Because she's actually not responding to any of my texts. And I sent her 72 back to back to kind of like make up for it.
What did they say? What were the texts? Were they all different or are they all the same?
They were all different. I made sure it was like a full paragraph, but it was all one word each. So it was kind of like 72 separate texts saying like, Aunt Lisa, I'm so sorry about how the Christmas present ended up.
And maybe she just saw 72 texts from Marie and she just wanted to like read it later because that's a lot.
You're laughing again. I can see the edges of your mouths are being pulled upward.
If you listen back to everything that just happened, I did not chuckle.
Okay, well, good thing that we record all the sessions because, let me just listen back really quick.
for Marie, and she just wanted to like read it later because that's a lot.
And yeah, so you were chuckling.
I will. Okay, so it was more of like I jumped, you know, in my verbiage. You know, you kind of skip and jump.
You jumped in your verbiage? I've never heard anyone use that phrase before.
Let's move on to what happened after you texted her. And I won't laugh, I promise.
Well, I told you what happened. It's a big fat goose egg is what happened. It's a big fat goose egg is what happened. I've gotten nothing from her. And in fact, the texts, they started blue and then they were going green. See, there it is again. I don't even have to replay it. You're stifling. You're holding your hand over your mouth.
I know. I just... It's you're so right in everything you think.
Tim, don't be a yes man. Like, I know you're my therapist,
if I point out one thing that's wrong with the situation, I'm going to start laughing. I'm so
That's
sorry.
Why I'm here. Tim, come on.
It was
please.
A bad gift. It was a horrible gift. I don't think she'll ever put together the things that you're trying to make the gift symbolize. 72 days after you were born, she's not going to remember that. I don't even think that you would know that. Permanent markers, she only needs, at most, somebody needs 2 Sharpies. You gave her 70 or whatever.
I get what's going on here. You and everyone else think that I'm a burden. I'm a permanent burden. On no. Aunt Lisa's life.
You I, think no. that. You're worried about that.
No, anyway. I get it. And it's fine. I guess it's just like it's something
you're an
that
adult.
I've always...
What do you mean permanent burden? You moved out when you were 18 like every other kid. How is that a burden at all? You had a full ride scholarship to Tulane. You're not a financial burden. You say you only see her twice a year. Right?
Well, she only lets me see her twice a year, I guess I should say.
Right. That's so there's
I
so
try
many,
more
there
than
has,
that.
There has to be some deep-seated issues between you and your aunt. It's not the markers. You're blaming it on the markers because that's easier. Because then that
Did she say something to you? Because I know that you see her as well. And so it's
really
like, I know
can't.
That that's like, I know you can't, I know you can't, I know you can't, yeah. But it's like...
No, what it's not like, did? Oh, I know you can, but like this one time kind of bend the rules. No, I like actually cannot.
It's like, has she said anything about me?
Yes.
What'd she say?
I cannot tell you that. I already said too much.
Mm. What if we're like, the session's over and we're just like getting a coffee? Then could
we're
you
not
tell
friends, because that would also be crossing lines.
Hey, Tim, is it? Oh my God.
Oh, God.
Hey.
Hey.
Lisa, what are you doing here?
Run.
Marie, what are you
doing? Go.
What? What? Now? Oh, but we're late for our session. No. We, you know what? This is a perfect opportunity.
No,
we
it's
can
not.
Do a family session right now. Marie, I didn't realize you were seeing Tim. I don't think this is the healthiest.
You didn't tell
thing.
Her?
You didn't tell her? How is it on me? You're the one who would. What? You're laughing again. You know what? He does laugh a lot. But Marie, honey, I love you. You are my favorite niece. Yeah, I'm her only niece. You're my favorite niece. But we gotta have some boundaries here. Right, Tim? That's what we've been talking about, boundaries?
I think I chose the wrong profession. I'm sorry, guys. It's just, this is all silly to me. And I really need to take it seriously if I'm gonna do this. And like, this is a sitcom to me, almost.
This is silly to you?
I think I'm going to write TV. What if there was like a show about like somebody who worked at a tractor dealership and he's sort of like the ins and out of his day is kind of silly. Family and work and shit. Like a John Deere kind of thing.
That's not that bad, actually.
Yeah. Your guys' lives are jokes to me.
I mean, I can give you, I mean, you know, I found, Lisa, I hate to tell you, I did dig out of the trash the Sharpies. So Tim, if you want any of the Sharpies to start writing your screenplay, I can,
that's
you can
not
have
how
them.
That works. Nobody writes a screenplay for a marker, but thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, that's not how it works, but yeah.
And I barely know, but I know that they don't do that. All right, should we take a break?
Yeah. I'm going to write it in Microsoft Word, and I know that's not even the way, but I know it's definitely better.
I'm just
going
to do it on like a Google Sheets, which is like, that's a spreadsheet application, but I'm going to try. And then like the marker thing would be worse than that.
But that, yeah, that would be better than marker to me. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Alf, how is your social battery right now?
Empty, depleted, 0%.
Absolutely. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves too thin. I know what that feels like, a mix of work nonstop, but also wanting to have that work-life balance and see friends. But then when do you sleep? I'm being facetious, but no, it is very hard.
You so know when like, your you know, phone dies about. And it's like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, don't worry. Like you can still like emergency, like finding the phone and like yes. Your cards are still available.
Yes.
I'm lower than that even.
Perfect. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. So famously, Alf and I have both been in therapy for a long time. We love it. I really can feel like there are some times when it's just my schedule is very busy, speaking of busy schedules, and there are some weeks that I've had to just like put off therapy for a couple weeks and I really notice it. I really notice not being able to have that time for myself every week to really just like state of the union, what's going on and get tools to help better move through that.
Yeah, we all notice. Sometimes I just call Daniel and I'm like, has she skipped? Did she skip this week?
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. I cannot stress enough how I think everyone, if they can, should be in therapy. And BetterHelp is entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. And that is so important because you want to be in therapy with a therapist that you feel connected to, that you feel like you have a good relationship with, that you can talk through things in a way that works for you, right?
I think it's great and I always love it.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Sorry, I'm gonna take that again, Daniel. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's betterhelp.com/review today to get 10% off your first month of therapy. That is BetterHelp, HELP.com/review. Thanks, BetterHelp.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Oh, really?
Only this time.
Only for now. Okay. Both of these are for Sharpie assorted 12 count highlighters. So this is one star. I have a one star and a five star. Do you want to hear the one star or five star first?
Five star.
Okay, five star. This is five stars from Joy D.
Joy Division.
Joy Division. The title is "You Will Be Glad You Got These Highlighters." Highlighting paragraphs. Highlighting quotes, highlighting words in different colors to differentiate different messages in one paragraph. Awesome. These highlighters give you the radiance you want and need. They are the best in highlighters. They don't smear. They don't bleed. They are the best in neon yellow, neon pink, neon orange, neon green, neon blue, and neon purple. 6 colors, 12 markers, 3 yellows, which are the ones we use the most, at an awesomely inexpensive price that can't be beat. It's the best deal you can get in this kind. You will be glad you got them. And hey, they are Sharpies. I think is the best brand out there.
Right. Again, Mrs. Johnson, I brought you into my office as your son's kindergarten teacher to tell you that he's been having some issues. And I know you work at Office Depot, but I'd really rather you not sell me on Sharpie products when I'm trying to tell you that I think he might have severe violent tendencies.
Did you know that our assortment of erasers, you'll get the best deal this side of the Mississippi because they come actually in a six pack. And I know you're thinking, you don't need that many erasers, but you actually, you're never going to know because the ones on the ends of your pencil, ooh, they're icky. They're just like little, they're like little rubber monsters, but these thick, they're kind of like square erasers. Oh, those are angels. Monsters versus angels.
Little rubber monsters.
That's what I'm saying. So I actually brought some in my bag if you're interested. Here we go.
Right. So Tyler pushed me into a whiteboard. And it was so...
Speaking of Expo markers, you will not believe the deal that we have. We got even, you know, it's like you get your classic red, your classic green, your classic blue, your classic black. We have neon. We have neon, just like the Sharpie highlighters. Did I mention the Sharpie highlighters?
Did you six buy colors, Tyler 12 markers? Size 6 boys steel-toed boots? Because he's been kicking people. And he has some...
Speaking of steel, everyone needs it. Sometimes you don't know where you put it. Stapler! So I actually have 100 count pack of staples for your stapler.
Is there anything that's happening in your house that might be teaching Tyler these things? Violent movies, you know, weird activities. I don't know. I'm very scared for him. And at this point, you.
Violence, huh? Violence.
Now you're hearing me. This is crazy that it took this long.
Violence in the home. Violence in the home. You know, I'm trying to rack around the old noodle, thinking about anything.
Rack around. Okay, this is crazy.
Rack around the old upstairs.
Not a saying.
Think about if there's anything kind of gory, punchy, gnashing of teeth, slashing of fists.
What?
Speaking of slashing.
No way.
I wouldn't recommend this for everyone. Box cutters are very in right now.
I will not supply my kindergarten class. I'm not saying. Then what are you saying? Because Tyler
TikTok, there are trends of people cutting soap with box cutters.
Tyler's been drinking the soap. So beyond the violence against others, he's also just being weird. I don't know what... He just doesn't seem to have any sense of normalcy in his life.
What kind of soaps has he been drinking? Has he been drinking the Dove or has he been drinking the Office Depot brand? Because we do sell hand soap and hand sanitizer at Office Depot.
How many days a week do you work at Office Depot?
Work at Office Depot? God, that sounds like a dream. I'd love to work at Office Depot.
Are you kidding me?
Do you know if they're hiring?
You peddle their shit all the time. I have just assumed you work there.
Oh my God. I know you brought me here to talk about my son.
Good.
But that is
the
nicest
thing.
That's the
first time you've acknowledged that.
That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever told me. Thing anyone's ever told me.
That's so sad to me that that's the nice thing. You've said it 3 times, which means that you're really sure of it.
That's the nicest thing anyone's ever told me. Tyler is my nephew. He doesn't know it, but I think he actually overheard me in the other room talking about it. So I think that's, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. I think that's why he's acting out and is pushing people and is really mad because he's lived his life as my son. And he is my son. I think he is my son, but he is actually
his mom.
Yeah.
But you're his
aunt.
Why did
I'm
you keep
aunt.
That from him? That's such a, it would have been fine if he didn't.
I think it's just because like, I... In a similar way to me wanting to work at Home Depot. Office Depot. I'm thinking about what's going on in my home. You're the one who brought
Why
it up.
Why isn't his mom his mom?
She lives down the street.
So she just didn't want... This is...
She's in his life. He thinks that she's his aunt.
Why?
And that I'm his
And
mom.
That's making him violent?
Because he just found
drink
out.
Soap?
He just found out that it's not the case.
Have you talked to him about it, or did you just know he overheard?
No, I know
this
he overheard.
This is crazy.
I know
you're
he
such,
overheard.
You're not a good... You shouldn't be his mom.
But I... Well, I'm not, but I am. But I did write in those great Expo markers, the really, really bright ones, whiteboard in the kitchen.
It doesn't matter that you have office supplies. Where is his father? Is he in the picture?
His father is, he
no
thinks
way.
His dad is
No
his
way
uncle.
That his dad is your...
His dad is his uncle and his uncle's his dad. We thought it'd be funny, like, for a little bit. We're like, oh, could you imagine if, like, I was his mom? Like, that would be so silly. And then the joke just kind of, the joke went too far. It went too far.
Yeah. You have to tell
him. I feel like that's, he knows already.
You have to tell him. He has to hear it from you, not overheard.
But he did hear it, like, from me. Like, I said it clearly and he heard it, obviously.
You're a coward. I'm sorry, but you're a coward. You're a coward who hides behind office supplies. Tyler?
I knew it. I saw those little feet fucking shuffling.
Yeah, come on. Come on, buddy.
Hey. Hi, honey.
Hi.
I hear you've been drinking not Office Depot soap. Is that the main issue that's going on here?
I think that... For the next 5 minutes, don't say Office Depot. I think that Mrs. Johnson has something that she'd like to say to you. What is it, Mom?
We both know that you know. I know that you know. Let's not. Say what? You already know. This is dumb. I don't want to do this.
Say it.
I'm your aunt. Your aunt's your mom. Your dad is your uncle. And your uncle is your dad. We did a big switcheroo. We thought it'd be funny. And I'm sorry that you were affected by it. But you cannot be drinking soap that isn't Office Depot brand, because we literally have a whole line of it that came out this year. And so I feel like that's, at the end of the day, that's the main issue, because you know how much it means to me. Even though I'm not your biological mom, like, I'm your mom, but I'm your aunt, so I'm not your mom, but I am your mom. You know how important that is to me. So at the end of the day, I feel like you should actually be taking my feelings into account more. And all of the violence makes a lot of sense to me, because let's just say if you were drinking the Office Depot soap, that wouldn't be the issue. That wouldn't be the issue. Woo! Are we done?
Tyler walks out. You see through the doorway. He shoves all the kids and they kind of all domino effect fall. Turns around and looks directly at you. You did that.
Well, you did that. You were the one who pushed them. I didn't walk out there and push them. So actually, you're the one who pushed them. Mr. What the fuck's your name, teacher? I'm so sorry. I didn't read the door when I was walking in here.
It's Mr. Rylance.
Hi, Mr. Rylance. Are we done here? I feel like this is now turning into a fight, and he started it.
Yeah. I've already reported you to Child Protective Services.
What? He's not my kid. That's
the issue! This shook me all week long!
Top Chef. The program Top Chef. We flew back from Chicago. These episodes, I don't know at one point, because we've banked a lot in the past couple days. Today's September 5th. 2 days ago, we flew back from Chicago. We were in Chicago for a week. So for the flight, I downloaded the most recent season of Top Chef that was filmed during the pandemic. I love Top Chef.
Really?
I fucking love Top. I remember the episode we did with Elizabeth about, I think it was Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah.
Yeah, it had to have been. And one of the scenes was Top Chef themed, because I was Tom Colicchio and you guys didn't know who Tom Colicchio was, which is totally fair. I love Top Chef. This season, it's already done. And they filmed it, I think, like, pre-vaccine rollout, which is wild. But... it's just, maybe it's because I'm starting my period today, but I get so emotional for watching Top Chef because I'm like, wow, food and culture really tells a story and brings people together. And it's just so inspiring, and it's so great. And I love the chefs on this season. My God, it is such a comfort watch for me to, like, binge watch Top Chef.
I love that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And this past episode that I'm watching, they are learning, like, they're learning about first foods, like, and Native American kind of, like, cultural historical ways of catching and cooking.
Yeah.
And so they went to this one tribe in Portland. I feel really bad. I'm forgetting the name of the tribe right now site in Portland, and the women from this tribe provided all of this fresh caught responsibly sourced like fish and game and Damn. Berries and everything, and like just taught them the way, like to watch the chefs then like make that food and serve it back to them. I was sitting there just like crying, being like, this is fucking awesome. This is so fucking cool. And yeah, the challenge was a surf and turf, and they were pairing game, kind of more gamier meats and fish. So it was like rabbit and smelt and catfish and bison and antelope and salmon. It was really fucking
That sounds
cool.
really good.
It was amazing to see. So it's Top Chef for me.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think I've seen parts of this season, actually, the Portland one.
It's so good.
George watches it. What did I do on Saturday night? I drove to Santa Monica to sell a placemat.
Should we thank some patrons?
Yep. Thank you to Christian Sidehugs for Chastity.
Wait, tell me about the placemat.
I sold a placemat set on Craigslist. And I had to drive to deliver it to Santa Monica because he was the only person that offered full price. And I think I realized about halfway on the way back that I probably spent gas money that offset the amount of money I made. But at least he's happy that he has the placemats.
Got it.
Saturday night in the city. That's what I did. So that's what my life has been recently.
I'm really happy for you.
That I'm finally getting a social life.
Yeah, that's good. Should we thank some patrons? Like, should we or not?
Let's tease their ass and not do it this week.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Psych!
Shall we?
Let's do it.
_ Christian Sidehugs for Chastity.
A national treasure, a good old-fashioned lover boy, America's sweetheart himself, Bob Buell, and I really mean that.
Aaron
old Dobbin Coogan.
Adam Shea.
Agent Michael, well, for back of a letter name, for lack of a better name, Rashid.
Aggie.
A code in the key of sheesh.
Alex Witt.
Alvar Wallstrom Lindell.
Anthony Amadeo.
Austin lost his credit cardston, but he's back now, baby.
Beige.
Brad Hild.
Brian Dodd.
Brungus Mink is dead. Gulia Bowie Dyfus is back.
Chuck.
Caroline, the breadwinner, and Kinsey, the bread sinner.
Chasten Bales.
Chris Forgash.
Clough.
Conman Finn Dude. Hey, that's a really cool name, Connor.
Curb your enthusiasm.
Devin Clark Memler is okay not to fight, Jeff. In fact, he's glad about it.
Drinkle.
No, never mind. Every night I shiver praying for a piece of clothing to warm me, like a review hoodie.
Those, the final hoodies have been sent out.
Woo!
By the time this episode airs, they've been sent out.
Woo!
Fancy Octopus.
Frito-Lay.
Gabriel Castaneda.
Is Frito-Lay a new patron?
Yes, new patron.
New patron! Jeff may have that wagon, but Daddy wants to talk about those shoulders. Talk about Broad City.
Jeff's little baby boy, new patron. Say it again, fool.
New patron.
New patron.
Gray was sent to the hospital by Jeffrey James, and he's in debt now.
Greg Berg, old patron.
Gramstop GME, new patron.
Guess who's back? Ricky's back. Also, Bobby owes me a clean G.
Hearing Riley laugh while saying Takiki made me happy to hear. Thanks.
Holly.
I regret to inform you that is Damian Kirk.
Isaac Puff, new patron. New patron.
Oh my god, new patron. That's so fucking funny. Jack Kwan.
No, I'm kidding.
Oh, never mind.
Jake the Snake Ratiff.
Jake Ullman.
Jameson Ponce, I thought it was funny as shit when Riley was a lemon on Jeff's Live on August 22nd and liked the guitar.
I thought that someone new had named themselves Isaac Puff, new patron.
That would be genius.
Really fucking funny. Jared.
Jeremy Brunner.
Jesse Tipton.
Jibe Gosley.
Jordan Viro.
JP again. Oh, what's my story, you ask? Some fun facts about me. Let's see.
Caleb Lester.
Lauren Malang.
Look over there, it's a Hallie.
Lord Hunter the Grey.
Maggie Anderson.
Malik.
Mark Priest.
Michael Begel.
Mo Pete.
Mushu Lasagna.
Nate Porteous, new Puff Trim. That's right, not a new patron, but a new Isaac Puff.
That's kind of what we were just joking about.
Yeah.
No, it's Rory and Xavier's Zooey Landle.
Nolan Murphy's moving to LA soon, and just like that, I'll be leaving. Can't wait to, I can't be near that fucker.
Nolan moving to LA is the final straw of me going to New York.
100%. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Also, I found a house in the Hudson Valley that's like $180,000, and Billy Brick, Jake, and I want to go in on it. It would be split three ways. It would be $300 a month to maintain. A fucking had two-bedroom house on like with a
Where's
yard.
Jill gonna live?
Jill, fucking cares where Vogel is. They just bought townhouse. She can go if she wants a staycation. She can go in the fucking guest unit.
You're the next name.
No, that's it, man.
Nope.
Nothing sometimes isn't even my real name.
Patty Freaky Mayonnaise.
Phoebe.
Quack.
Rooster Williams.
Sabrina.
Sam Armstrong.
Scalbolastus Ramona was high on the Zardy and was, well, anxious.
Shan to the bone. Shan to the bone. Shan to the boner. Boner ski Shannon Brooks.
That's one of my favorite.
Shan to the bone.
Soap.
Space ants.
Taint.
This D20 die is longing to roll.
TJ Michael.
Tyler the unlovable.
Oh, Jasper is hemorrhaging cash by the fistful and will soon be fun employed. See y'all later. I'll miss you, Bob Buell.
Oh,
he'll be back. They always are. Austin? He'll be back.
Yara Bouchard.
And Yasmin David. So shout out all you guys. And if you also want to subscribe to our Patreon, you don't
What's
have to.
Wrong now?
You don't
you
have
do.
To.
Yeah, you don't have to, but it'd be fun.
Nah, I don't want to pressure anybody.
All right, fine.
Well, no, let's subscribe.
I knew you were going to do that.
Everybody should unsubscribe.
Oh my God, you can follow Jeffrey on Instagram at Jeffrey James, on Twitter at Jeff Boyardee. You can find the show.
We haven't earned it.
You can find, oh my God, you can follow Review Review on Instagram at Review Review and on Reddit r/ReviewReview and Twitter at Review Review Show.
It's just like,
plug
nobody
my shit.
Wants to see us.
Plug my shit.
I will once I finish talking about how no one wants to see our faces. That's why God. We do audio.
That's what we have face for radio. Just fucking plug my shit.
At Riley Ann Spa on Instagram. At Riley Coyote on Twitter. But she hasn't earned it.
What do you mean I haven't earned Twitter? I'm tweeting more in the past 2 days than I've tweeted in like 3 months.
We haven't earned anyone's follow or respect.
Speak for, say I, because I feel like
we
no
just don't deserve
we'll
y'all.
See you next time. Thank you so much for listening.
We will understand when you don't listen to next week's episode.
We'll see you next time.
We don't speak for me. I'm sorry.
I'll see you next time. Jeff is no longer going to host Review Review. Can't wait to start a new chapter where I am the only host and I'm doing solo improv on Review Review. Catch you again next week. Just say arrivederci. That's literally the last thing you have to do before you quit the show. Just fucking say it.
We haven't earned the right to say arrivederci.
Cheers!
That was a HeadGum Original.